Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Okoye Dixon is with us, and what a pleasure to have him here. A San Francisco kid has made it to the big leagues. Nice to have you here as we sit here looking out at the ballpark. How do you feel?
Thanks for having me, man. It feels good to be home. As soon as we got off the flight last night and, kind of smelled the San Francisco air, it felt good to be back. I was here about a week and a half ago, for the birth of my new son, and, it was just a blessing, man, to how everything has come full circle, and just to be back home at AT&T Park, where I grew up watching all the games, and seeing all the guys throughout the years, man, this has been a blessing to be back home.
I hear you're a big Willie Mays fan. You love the Willie Mays stuff.
Yeah, Willie Mays is definitely one of my favorite Giants for sure. Obviously, Barry Bonds is probably my favorite all time, but I think just all the guys that I grew up watching, and finally getting a chance to play against the Giants today is something special, man. So I'm gonna always remember September 11th, no matter what. So like I said, it's been an awesome day so far.
Oh, absolutely. Glad to have Okoye Dixon with us. All right, let's go back to growing up in San Francisco, Hunter's Point, and all the things that you went through and becoming a ball player. There's a great story here, and it's an inspiration to a lot of young people.
Yeah, man, just growing up in the city, over by Candlestick, having to travel on the 29 Sunset bus, over to George Washington every day, just something that I'll always remember, growing up in the city, just always the cold weather and, playing at Big Rec and, all the other city parks, man, and, finally saying that I have a chance to put on the professional uniform and play at AT&T Park is something special, man. But I enjoyed my time growing up in the city. Me and my family now, we live outside of the Bay Area now, kind of, or in the Bay Area as far as Walnut Creek, that Antioch area. So it's good to be back home for a couple of days and, see my family and friends and all my loved ones that I haven't seen in a little while.
Who were some of your mentors growing up? Who were some of the influential people for you?
I would have to say probably my high school coach, Rob Fung. I remember my dad, contemplating on whether to send me to, I think it was ISA back then, back in 2005 or something like that, high school, or Philip Burton, right up the hill. And, my dad, he wanted me to go to a better high school. So we decided to go to George Washington. I'm so grateful to went to the high school because, like I said, Coach Rob and his family took me in. And, if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be here, playing this game at the highest level. So I'm truly blessed to have him. Coach Rob, Coach Ali, the whole George Washington staff, it's been pretty amazing to allow everything to come full circle. And I think even my junior college coach, Doug Williams, and all the coaches we had there at College of San Mateo, and and obviously up at Sonoma State, Coach Geltz, Coach Esty, Coach Adams, Coach Casey, all those guys up there in Sonoma State, I'm sure they're heading down for the game tonight. So like I said, man, it's been countless people, man, that has helped me to get to this point in my career, and I'm truly blessed, to have each and every person, in my life to allow this dream to come true today. So
that's a great story. Great story. Okoye Dixon here, and you're an alum of Foundation, and that's very important. You're the first one to make it to the big leagues.
Right. Yeah, so the Ames program we started back in high school, just mentoring, the elementary kids, back in the Sunset District, spent a lot of countless hours, with them, whether if it was our lunchtime or after school, whatever the case, whenever we had time, me and my other buddies that was part of the program, most of us still keep up with one another, this day, but it was just great, to be the president of the Ames program the first year to start everything. I know Romo and a couple other Giants players have helped out the foundation as well, so I look forward to helping out here, since I'm back home for a couple days. I think we're going to be shooting a little bit of backstage Dodgers tomorrow at my old high school at George Washington, so I look forward to going back there and shooting some stuff. So
yeah, beautiful. My good friend Bonte Hill texted me right away today, said you got to talk to Okoye Dixon because he's the first high school kid ever to hit a home run at AT&T Park. How about that?
Yeah, it was a special day, man. I remember my freshman year, we were playing Lincoln, and I think we got 10 10-run rule in the fifth inning, and I wanted to make sure when we had a chance to come back in the championship the following year that, you know, I had something to be a part of. So, you know, so I made sure to, you know, to get a good pitch, and I was fortunate enough to put a good swing on a ball. I remember I think it went over that left center field fence over the maybe the play ball sign now. I think back then it was might have been a Coca-Cola sign, but I can't remember. And then, you know, like I said, fortunate enough to help the school win a championship that year. And then the last 2 years, Lowell, unfortunately, they beat us, you know, the last 2 years to take the city championship away. So a lot of great memories. And, you know, like I said, look forward to making a couple memories here. You know, getting my first career hit here will be pretty awesome as well. So,
boy, what a good story. For those who know AT&T Park, he's just to the left of the 382 mark.
Right,
so for a kid in high school, that was quite a shot to knock it out of here. All right, you're in the big leagues, and you hit the heck out of the ball at Oklahoma City, and you're a good power hitter, and plus you're with the Dodgers. How about that?
Yeah, it's been a crazy journey these last 7 years. You know, I've learned a lot. You know, I've had a great support system. You know, a lot of great teammates, a lot of great coaches. You know, a lot of scouts that helped me. You know, to get to this point in my career, as far as you know, helped me get drafted. So I want to thank each and every person that was a part of that journey to allow me to allow this dream to come true today, and you know, just to be able to, you know, play for such a, you know, a great franchise. You know, I'm so blessed to, you know, to be able to pull in that big league blue, you know, each and every day. You know, so like I said, man, just it feels great to be a part of, you know, the Dodgers, and you know, being first place, and you know, hopefully get a chance on this road trip at some point to finish off this NL West race, and you know, look forward to you know, cheering on these guys, and you know, being a part of you know, this World Series run as well. So
a celebration. I want to tell everyone he had a very straight face, very serious when he said he's part of the Dodgers. And what did you think? My God, 12th round pick, and you hear you want to be in professional ball, and you hear the Dodgers.
Well, honestly, it was crazy how the draft process went down, because I remember the scout Arsenio Hill, who drafted Jock Peterson as well,
right,
and a couple other guys that we had in the system. You know, it was just crazy how everything, you know, went down, because I remember meeting him when we were playing in Stanislaus, Cal State Stanislaus, and we were walking into the field, and all of a sudden, you know, I saw a scout out there, and he kind of stopped me and said, "Hey, you know, I'm Arsenio Hill, and you know, just wanted to let you know I'm scouting for the Dodgers, to be out here, you know, watching you." So, you know, and this was late in the draft process, and had multiple other teams, you know, I was talking to, and I remember being at my auntie's house in Antioch, California, out here in the East Bay, and we were just hanging out, and we were watching the draft on the TV screen, because we had the MLB app going, and we had the computer going, so we hooked it up to the TV, and all of a sudden, you know, we were just hanging out, and I had a call in the 11th round, and the Royals said that they were going to take me, and all of a sudden, they didn't, and then the 12th round came, we were just all relaxing, all of a sudden, we heard Okoye Dixon, and all of a sudden, like, the browser kind of froze, and we weren't sure which team it was, so the team that we saw pop up was the Miami Marlins, and so we were like, man, so I just got drafted by the Marlins, and then all of a sudden, the browser refreshed, and all of a sudden, it said the Dodgers, and you know, we all went crazy, and you know, honestly, we never would have thought that it would have been the boys in blue, but you know, truly grateful, you know, for Arsenio Hill and the Dodgers organization for believing in me to, you know, to have a chance to play Major League Baseball. So it was a pretty sweet story, man.
Oh, I love it. Great story, Okoye Dixon. Very good. I love the story. All right, so now you get up to the big leagues, and you're getting your chance. Is there a story of how you're told you're coming up? There's always a little twist to it.
Right. So 3 days before I got the call on the 31st, my newborn son was born on the 28th, and you know, so I was at the hospital with him and, you know, my girlfriend for the first couple of days, and then we were able to finally come home on the 30th, and I spent one more night on the 31st back at home, you know, because the Oklahoma City team, I was going to meet them in Round Rock, so I was going to fly into Austin the next morning. So I literally just booked my flight 2 hours in advance, and so I was just at my sister's house in Bay Point, fortunate enough to have, you know, family and friends over, you know, because they all wanted to come by and see the baby, and you know, so like I said, just you know, we were all just hanging out, and I was in my sister's kitchen. She was cooking, you know, a nice big meal for everybody, and I was helping her, you know, wash the dishes and everything. And all of a sudden, my phone ring, and it was Gabe Kapler, and you know, so he asked, "Hey, what you up to?" And I go, "You know, I'm just chilling at my sister's house, you know, getting ready to start packing up, you know, to meet the team in Oklahoma City." And sure enough, you know, he told me, "Hey, you know, enjoy the time with your family, and I just wanted to let you know you're going to meet the big league team in San Diego." And so as I went in back into the kitchen, I just kind of raised my hands, and my family and friends knew, you know, that was the call to the big league. So everybody started shouting and going crazy, and I had a moment, you know, holding my girlfriend and the baby and, you know, my sister. And my mom actually just left, you know, maybe 30 minutes to an hour before that, and my dad was out here in San Francisco. So I had a chance to call them, and, you know, they finally met back up with us later that night. So it was just a magical moment, man. Obviously having my son born 3 days before and then getting the call. So it was special.
Boy, and here you are in the big leagues. Now, we haven't even talked about what kind of player you are. Yeah. Obviously you can hit the ball. There's a lot of home runs in your background. Tell us a little bit of a scouting report on you.
You know, honestly, just growing up, my dad always just taught me just to try to hit the ball hard somewhere, and, you know, whatever happens after that happens. So, you know, I always tried to use that approach, you know, moving up, you know, throughout Little League, you know, throughout Pony Ball and then high school, you know, and then a little bit of college. And once, you know, my sophomore year in college, I kind of, you know, had to switch things up just a little bit. You know, pitchers got a little bit better, you know, and obviously, you know, getting drafted, you know, you kind of go off scouting reports and different things like that. So my big thing as a hitter, you know, just always watching what the pitcher's doing. That's one thing my dad always taught me as well. Hey, see what the pitcher's doing. If he's throwing, you know, fastballs middle away, middle in, you know, up, down, you know, the curveball, whatever he's doing, just watch him, because he's probably going to try to attack you the same way, you know. So my approach always is just, you know, try to make the pitcher work and try to take away his best pitch so that, you know, I'm able to get to maybe pitch two or three or four, you know. So I think just trying to stick with the same approach that I've always had, you know, as far as just seeing the ball and trying to get a good pitch is always something that it might sound cliche, but, you know, as a hitter, you know, you want to try to get something in your zone. And, you know, obviously, you know, being up here in the big leagues now, there's so much, you know, scouting reports, advanced scouting, you know, video, you know, you got everything you need. So just being more prepared, I think each and every year has allowed me to become, you know, the hitter that I am today. And, you know, I definitely like to drive the ball gap to gap. And, you know, sometimes I'm fortunate enough for those balls to go over the fence, you know. So I think, you know, even having that approach of always wanting to, you know, come up with a big hit as well is something that I look forward to always, you know, pride myself on. And obviously defensively still getting better, you know, at first base, you know, left field, right field, you know, wherever the team needs me, you know, just want to continue to hound in on those things. And like I said, just truly grateful to finally be able to say that I made it up to the big leagues. And like I said, I look forward to, you know, having that chance of possibly getting my first hit here in San Francisco. So
come on, Reese Hoskins was on with me a few weeks ago from the Phillies.
Yep, yep.
I don't want to tell you, he sat just where you're sitting.
Okay.
And it was Friday night of the series, or Thursday night, I think it was a four-game series, and we talked about it. The guy went out and like hit four home runs.
Right.
You know, he had just a tremendous series.
Right.
So I hope for you, I really do, I hope that when we play this, that you've already knocked one out of this place. It would be really nice. But great story. I appreciate you being on. And it's good to be. It's a good story, isn't it?
It's definitely a good story, man. I've been hearing a lot about Reese Hoskins. And, you know, I know he's a Bay Area guy from Sacramento. And, you know, it's exciting to see another Bay Area guy, you know, just having fun and, you know, putting good swings on balls and, you know, just, you know, doing it at the highest level, you know. So I know a lot of people always thought the smaller conferences, you know, out here in the Bay Area or wherever in California or, you know, or all throughout the United States, you know, sometimes, you know, they produce the best hitters, you know. So like I said, man, I'm happy for him, and we'll be seeing him pretty soon. I think we go to Washington and Philly, so I look forward to meeting him and, you know, getting a chance to see Daniel Nava as well, you know, some of the other Bay Area guys. So, you know, so it's all been sweet, man. So just truly grateful to be here, be at home, and, you know, look forward to, you know, helping this team, you know, win a ball game tonight.
Very good. Well, you know what radio station you're on, don't you?
Yes, sir. KBR 680, the sports leader.
All right. Very good. I'm thrilled to have you on. I wish you the best of luck, and it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Akoya Dixon. I'll let him say it.
KBR 680, the sports leader.
Beautiful. More coming up.